True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Three receivers right side, kind of in a bunch route. With Tony, back to throw. Looking, throws toward the end zone. It is! Good for touchdown! Daniels caught it in traffic, and they're going wild at Hard Rock Stadium. What a catch! By C.J. Daniels, who makes an announcement. He's here in Miami. And back, one more moment of magic. Puts Miami in front 13-7. That was a tight needle to thread.
Carson Beck takes the snap, reads the defense, finds the open man, and throws the strike.
That is the play the whole sports world is talking about this Labor Day morning. Carson Beck to C.J. Daniels, 14-7 lead right before the half for the Miami Hurricanes as they go on to defeat bitter rivals Notre Dame, 27-24. SportsCenter has it as their top play. ESPN even saying it's already in consideration for catch of the year. And we got to give some kudos right there to Mario Cristobal. In the offseason, he loses Cam Ward, goes out there and gets one of the biggest free agent prospect quarterbacks in college football. I know that sounds a little crazy nowadays, but it's true. In Carson Beck, a guy who has a ton of experience. Another guy named C.J. Daniels, a six-year senior just like Carson Beck, played at Liberty, played at LSU last year, makes an unbelievable catch. Carson Beck, unbelievable throw under duress. C.J. Daniels, one hand reaching back, takes it away from the Notre Dame defender. Touchdown, 14-7 before the half. And you start saying, uh-oh, this team might just be cooking. And that's exactly what they did last night. Once again, defeating Notre Dame, 27-24. Where you at? I am Dan Day, doing a little wrap-up right now for the first hour of the Joe Rose Show. Joe Rose taking a little bit of vacation as he gets ready for the long and hopefully extended Miami Dolphins season. Danny Rabinowitz and Omar Kelly going to be joining us in the next hour, but we got the first hour to ourselves on this Labor Day. If you're laboring, no worries. It's all good. We got you covered. We got a lot to celebrate because Miami got one of their biggest wins, if not Mario Cristobal's signature win here at Miami last night at Hard Rock Stadium. Notre Dame comes in highly ranked. It's number 6. The U, number 10. The whole world watching. The only game on TV. And they go out there and they impress. Mario Cristobal goes out and gets Carson Beck in the offseason. And you know what everybody said in the offseason? He doesn't have to have the same numbers as Cam Ward. It's all about W's. Success will be determined for Carson Beck by the amount of W's, getting wins, going to the ACC championship game, getting in the playoffs, making a run in the playoffs. Well, Carson Beck earned his keep last night. He went out there against probably the best team that the Miami Hurricanes have played in the past 3 or 4 years. And I know you probably want to say Alabama opening day a couple of years back, but this Notre Dame team is coming off of a national championship appearance. One of our biggest rivals, the biggest game of the day. And we went out there and checked all the boxes. Miami Hurricanes making you feel good this Labor Day against the Notre Dame team. That is very, 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 very good. As you watch and listen to all the analysts around the country, they say both teams, very, very, very good. Miami just answered the call. And Carson Beck, you don't have to have the biggest numbers in the world. You just have to win. And that's exactly what he did. He made the big plays at the big times. 20 for 31, 205 yards, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions. Big game for Carson Beck. He was overcome with emotion after the game on TV. I saw him crying a little bit. He's gone through a lot. He had the UCL surgery. Still some question marks, I'm sure, going into the game because he hadn't thrown a pass in an official game since that surgery. He had the off-season issues with his car getting stolen. He and his girlfriend broke up, one of the Cavender twins. There's all been some talk about that. It's a new team. It's a new era. It's people saying, oh, well, you did it all with Georgia. Now you got to do it all on your own. He got some help from his friend, CJ Daniels, with that unbelievable catch. Two guys that had long been tied to the U, but never made it official. Carson Beck, remember, coming out of high school, he had committed to Miami, decommitted, went to Georgia. CJ Daniels, a year ago, leaving Liberty, wanted to come to Miami, but then at the last second decided to go to LSU. Both of them end up at the U, end up making one of the biggest plays we have seen in this school's history over the past couple of years. Gotta be feeling good. Oh yeah, by the way, there was a lot of leaders on the field yesterday. Mark Fletcher, the running back, 15 carries, 66 yards, and he looked like he was in control of every single situation. The offensive line allowed one sack. A lot of people said, Notre Dame, one of the best offensive lines in the country. Oh yeah, by the way, Miami might be the best offensive line in the country. One sack, gave up 7 yards on that sack. Mark Fletcher runs for 66 yards. Charmar Brown, 15 carries, 54 yards, a touchdown. Jordan Lyle, 5 carries, 11 yards. And by the way, this offensive line was pushing people around and giving us time. We outrushed Notre Dame. The Miami Hurricanes outrushed Notre Dame yesterday. Got to feel good about that. Receiving Malachi Toney, he's only 17 years old. This is a guy from South Florida who decided, following his junior year, to go take some correspondence classes, some AP classes, and become eligible to play this year as a 17-year-old. Led the team in receptions, 6 receptions, 82 yards, and he caught the first touchdown of the season. 17 years old. Probably supposed to be playing high school this year. No, he wants to be a part of this team. He wants to be a part of the U. He made a huge difference. CJ Daniels, once again, the transfer from LSU. No coincidence. Your quarterback's from the SEC. Your wide receiver that makes a big play from the SEC. They're coming here to the ACC trying to make the U great again. 5 catches, 46 yards, 1 touchdown. And by the way, maybe, just maybe, one of the early candidates for catch of the year. Keelan Marion, transfer from BYU early on. Made a big difference. Caught some early passes. It felt like he really helped Carson Beck settle in. 3 catches, 29 yards. Charmar Brown also caught a couple of passes, 2 passes for 17 yards. Elijah Lofton, 1 pass, 15 yards. Joshua Moore, 2 catches for 8 yards. Mark Fletcher out of the backfield also caught 1 reception for 8 yards. Oh, by the way, the defense, let's give them credit. Remember last year? They're the reason why we didn't make the playoffs. They're the reason why we didn't go to the ACC championship game. They faltered at the end of the season, so we bring in Corey Heatherman, who had one of the best defenses in the country last year with the Minnesota Golden Gophers. And this team and this defense made plays. 2 turnovers in the game. Also, that last drive, and I wouldn't even call it a drive of the game for Notre Dame, that last just sputter was more about Miami's defense than Notre Dame's offense. Reuben Bain, I'll be the first to admit, the first half, forgot he was even playing. The second half, he let you know why he is an All-American and why he is the anchor of this defense. Big interception, and then he decided to just get to the quarterback over and over and over again. Reuben Bain, absolutely wonderful out there. Three tackles, three assists, half a sack, an interception, and just all over the backfield. Whew, we've been telling you all preseason long, if you want to call it that, all training camp long, this team is physical. This team is tested. This team is ready. And they delivered last night. I'll be the first to say this, and I know hindsight is 20/20. I was working here at the radio station, and a lot of people, oh, the field goal that we missed early in the game because there was a botched snap slash hold, and we missed the field goal. We didn't even kick the field goal. It's going to come back to haunt us. And then the game got tied, and everybody says, oh, this is how it always goes. And I said, I'm not worried. I'm not worried. No one even asked, why are you not worried? And I'll tell you why I wasn't worried. Carson Beck, been there, done that. And as you watched his eyes, as you watched the game, his eyes never even blinked, never even looked around. He was stoic back there. And Notre Dame, CJ Carr had a good game for Notre Dame. He's a freshman. Redshirt freshman that had never thrown a pass in college before last night. And I said yesterday on Sports Day, if you listen, from noon to four on weekends, I said, the difference is this game's going to be a field goal, and it's going to be because we have a quarterback that has experience and they don't. Was I right? Right about the field goal part. Was I right about the quarterback experience part? I'd argue maybe I was a little bit. But the defense came up big. The quarterback showed poise and experience. The offensive line proved that they are one of the best offensive lines in the country. And this team proved that they are not just a top 10 team. They are a top flight team. With the whole world watching, they made the plays. And by the way, the crowd last night, electric. For the people that say, oh, Miami crowds never show up. There's going to be more Notre Dame fans at Hard Rock Stadium than Miami fans. It was orange out there last night. It was beautiful. It was fantastic. It was great. So we're going to be celebrating the victory of these Miami Hurricanes, at least over the next hour. Then Danny Rabinowitz and Omar Kelly are going to join us, and we're going to continue to talk about this Miami Hurricanes team and what they did. But we're also going to get into some of the Dolphins action, because you know the Dolphins, they do kick off their week one this coming Sunday, 1 o'clock up at Indianapolis Lucas Oil Stadium against the Indianapolis Colts. A lot to break down throughout these games. A lot to break down throughout this Miami Hurricanes win. I woke up, honestly, yesterday, and granted, born and raised in South Louisiana, football is, college football especially, and I know college, pro football is big too, but it is king. And I've been around a lot of big games, and I've been around a lot of national championships, and I've been around Super Bowls. I was as excited yesterday waking up for Miami-Notre Dame. And for anyone that says, yeah, but, you know, does anybody really care anymore? Oh, yeah. The whole world cares. All day yesterday, I got text messages from all across the country. Friends in South Louisiana. Friends in Austin, Texas. Friends in California. Friends in South Dakota. Friends in Chicago, Wisconsin. All over saying, ooh, are you going to the game? Are you watching the game? What are you doing for the game? And most of them said, I'm cheering for the U. It's a big deal. It's always been a big deal. It's one of the biggest and best rivalries in all of college football. And last night proved to you the reason why it is. Oh, yeah, and by the way, Notre Dame has not won here in South Florida since 1977. 1977 is the last time Notre Dame came in here and caught a W. Oh, and by the way, since the University of Miami has moved from the Orange Bowl to Hard Rock Stadium or whatever you want to call it. And I know some people say, bring me back the OB. They're 18-0 in opening games. We are on the edge of something really special here in South Florida with this Miami Hurricanes football team. We felt it all season long, all off season long, and now we're starting to see it happen. One of the reasons why this team is so special, of course, it's Mario Cristobal. Mario Cristobal came in 4 years ago, said, you got to give me a little bit of time, a little bit of patience. I have a vision. I got this. And at the beginning of this season, it kind of seemed like he was saying it without exactly saying it. We're where we need to be now. This is the team I want. And last night, whew, they looked like the team we all want here in South Florida. And it's glad and it's good to have Carson Beck as quarterback, battle-tested, 6th-year senior. His stats, as I told you going into the game, if you listened right here on 104.3 FM WQAM, his stats as far as wins, as far as completions, as far as touchdowns, as far as big game experience, fantastic. Keep those numbers in your mind as you listen to this game right here on this station. And lo and behold, those numbers played true. Following the game, Don Bailey Jr. talked to Carson Beck in the locker room. A little bit of technical issues. No worries, though. It's not about the technical issues. It's about the message. Here's what our new quarterback had to say following the big win against Notre Dame.
Well, first of all, Carson Beck, congratulations on your first win as a Miami Hurricane. How's it feel?
Gosh, it feels so good. It feels so good. I mean, the past 8 months have been a grind. It's been a grind. And, man, me and my teammates have just been working. And to be able to come out here and execute in a game like that, you know, where, I mean, all facets of the game were necessary, it makes it feel 10 times better. So,
Carson, when you look at this ball game, you did everything. Miami ran the football. You used three guys in the running game. Your tight ends were involved, the receivers. Tony came up big as well. Just discuss the overall performance of the offense.
Yeah, I mean, obviously very talented all across the board, a lot of execution, but there's so much that we can get better at too. You know, we'll go back and we'll watch the film, get better from just little minor mistakes that we, you know, made, which, you know, it always tends to happen in first games. You know, you get out there, you see what you're capable of, you go out there and compete, but there's always things to fix. So, you know, very proud of our guys and the way that they played and competed, but there's so much more.
Coach Cristobal talked about the importance of all three phases, and it took all three phases tonight.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, offense, defense, special teams. I mean, he stresses how important special teams is, and obviously it comes up huge for us there at the end. Our defense played their butt off. I mean, I'm sure Coach Heatherman's proud of them. I mean, he works his butt off too. But, man, I'm just so proud of our guys and how they competed.
Carson, you've been in a lot of big venues, but this is a special night for being a Hurricane. What was it like running out for the first time through the smoke at Hard Rock?
Gosh, it was awesome. I mean, it was a very emotional moment for me, just being 8 months since I'd been able to, you know, take step on a field, and obviously my first one in green and orange. So, I mean, it meant a lot to me, and just happy to be able to do it with the guys that are on this team. I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else.
Let's dig into the ball game. Marty Brown as a back, you know, we've got 1-2 and then the spare, but the spare looked like he could go 100 miles tonight.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, all those dudes. I mean, they run the ball hard. I mean, you got Lyle, you got Fletcher, you got Marty, and again, like I just said, they run that rock hard. And, I mean, if I was on defense, I wouldn't want to tackle them for four quarters. So, I mean, and they're just constantly coming in, fresh legs, and we're running it down their throat. And you match the O-line with that, and it's a dangerous combo.
Did Notre Dame present anything different tonight or that you didn't expect or hadn't trained for?
Not really, to be honest. Obviously, there's always some, like, new stuff that you see on third downs, which is always a little bit different. But for the most part, you know, I thought we were well prepared. And, I mean, that's no, like, diss to them. Obviously, they do what they do, and they're going to have a great season after this. You know, that ball game could have gone any way there at the end, but they're going to go win a lot of ball games. They're a very talented team, so the utmost respect for them. But I thought we were really well prepared.
You're the ultimate professional. I see you in there watching tape all the time and looking for stuff. How did Carson Beck play today? What do you think you need to work on? Where were you proud of yourself on? Give us a rundown on yourself.
Man, I thought I made really good decisions. I thought we ran the offense well and consistently, right? The two-minute drive at the end of the half was a big one for our offense. We practiced that and stressed being good at that, which won us the game right there. That drive at the end of the half, being able to put 7 up on the board instead of 3, obviously a great play by CJ to be able to bring that one down. But Man, there's always room to improve, but I thought we were consistent. I thought my eyes were in the right spot, and, you know, we made plays when we had to.
You did a great job of avoiding traffic and throughout the whole night, and also you picked up some yards running the football. Let's not discount that.
Yeah, hell yeah. You know, just go out there and do what the defense presents. If they give me the opportunity to go use my legs, you know, try to use my legs, and usually people get a little hype, a little energy whenever I do because I don't do it much. But, you know, just take what the defense gives you, man, and just try to move the ball down the field.
Coach Cristobal talked to this team in the post game about how important this ball game is and that it provides belief on the team. But you guys have an understanding of what it takes to win.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, I think today really showed that. But that goes into the hours of preparation, not only this week, but dating all the way back to January, right? I mean, that's the workouts, the runs, the – gosh, I mean, it's hard and it's hot down here in Miami. But, you know, we – you know, the work that we put in is what ultimately prepares us for moments like these. So,
well, congratulations on your first of many victories as a Miami Hurricane. And now go celebrate with your team, man. Congratulations.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, buddy. Great job.
Say what you want to say. Carson Beck, as good as advertised. And for one game, earning his keep. Two things you have to be really impressed by Carson Beck besides defeating Notre Dame on the biggest stage. Week one at home in a rivalry game with a new team coming off of surgery, coming over all that is his command of the pocket and the command of the team. It seemed like everyone looked to him, listened to him, fed off of his coolness, his preparedness, and his leadership. And the other thing is, it looked like he was one of the guys. He's not the one-year quarterback that everybody might think he is. All the guys, they had the handshakes, they had the high fives. And, you know, you may say those are just little things, but those are the little things that do make a difference. He and every player seemed to be locked in together and had a special connection. I know it's one game, but it is one game on national TV, national radio, with the whole world watching, both teams ready, rivalry, taking care of business. Lot to be said about that.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
44-yard field goal attempt for the lead. 3 points, 44 yards for the lead. Snap is down. Kick is on the way. It's
going
to be good. Carter Davis got it down the middle. He puts Miami in front 27-24 with 1:04 to go in the game. 47-yard field goal for Carter Davis.
The Hurricanes have a new hero, and his name is Carter Davis.
Right about that, Don Bailey Jr., Carter Davis. 44-yard field goal with 1:04 left earlier in the game. 0-0. Big interception for the Miami Hurricanes. Figure we're going to capitalize on this. There was a bad snap. There was a bad hold. A lot of people since then were kind of iffy on the kicking game. It's early in the season. Understandable. Carter Davis out of Weston High School. No problem. Western High School taking care of business. Carter Davis, ice water in his veins, 44-yard field goal, and then the defense just shut the door. CJ Carr had no idea what was going on. A defense last year that was much maligned. We have to be honest about that because a lot of people thought this team, the sky was the limit. If it weren't for that defense this year, Corey Heatherman and those guys got after it. And towards the end of the game, Reuben Bain was a menace. And this team gets a victory against Notre Dame, national runners-up last year. 27-24 in the field goal you just heard from Carter Davis. The difference in that game. Mario Cristobal came into town a couple of years back and said, you got to be a little bit patient. Give me a little bit of time. The U will be exactly where we need to be. He even said it earlier this week. He said, we're not here to win a championship. We're here to win championships. I'm not trying to be overconfident. I'm just trying to be real with you. And Mario Cristobal, you took a major step last night winning against Notre Dame. Your signature win. Now, last year, I understand, opening the season against Florida, at Florida, Cam Ward, coming out party, huge win. This one is Notre Dame, Sunday night, opening week. Biggest game of the day, everyone watching, everyone listening, and you delivered a gem. Your quarterback, confident, poised, great. Your offensive line, only allowing one sack, pushing people around. Running backs, good. Receiver, C.J. Daniels, makes the catch of the weekend in college football. Kicker goes out there, Carson Beck. Let's Carter Davis take over and kick a 44-yard field goal with 1:04 left and take over. Coaching so far, so good. You know, everybody says, oh, at the end of the game, watch out. Mario Cristobal, he'll find a way. Found a way to win yesterday. Let's give him credit for that. Defense came up clutch. Special teams came up clutch. Offense drove down the field. Two-minute drill at the end of the first half, and then at the end of the game, getting points. That's what it's all about. Mario Cristobal spoke in the locker room after the victory with Don Bailey Jr. And, of course, he had nothing but good things to say.
Miami, Notre Dame, Miami wins. How about that one, Mario Cristobal?
Hey, how about them Canes, right?
That's right. How about them Canes?
Johnson in the tunnel. How about Andre Johnson and Michael Irvin, Devin Hester, Casey Jones. I saw there was a Casey Jones sighting out there.
That's right.
Jesse Armstead, and it was awesome.
Jim Kelly was even here tonight for this game. Yeah, he came up. Yeah.
Tell him that it's not excusable. You know, he left, he bolted before I had a chance to see him. You know, I bet he would have liked these linemen better than you and me, right?
Absolutely.
No, just an awesome night. And you know what? Hats off to the training staff, the strength and conditioning staff, nutritionists. I mean, they told me before, they go, coach, this team is just, they're wired, they're ready. They're ready to roll. And, you know, the way we roll in the offseason, we challenge these guys. It's very uncomfortable what we do. But we have chosen the route of playing a lot of big games early, so you have to go the extra mile, and it showed up tonight.
But, coach, there's a huge amount of buy-in, too. They understand now that what you ask them to do leads to results like this.
Oh, without a doubt. Now I got him.
You got him.
Oh, now they're in trouble. Now I'm coming. But, no, it's, you know, at the end of the day, this is an unbelievable group of young men to push and coach because they do not – there's no pushback by them. And I told them, I go, man, I'm a hell to deal with. And I understand that. But it's only because I have to prepare them. We have to prepare them for adversity. We have to prepare them for those tough moments and to, not only to take them but to overcome them. And they've just responded in every way, shape, and form. And, you know, hats off. Guys that don't get enough, our recruiting department as well, you know, Dennis Smith, all these people that have done so well in helping us identify people to go and bring into the program. But just all in all, the DNA of the program, the culture of the program became more callous from January till now, and it showed up tonight, and it took all the way up to the last play of the game.
Coach, when Carson Beck went out there tonight, you had the utmost confidence in him, but you saw – I saw then, but now Canes Nation has seen how special he is for this team.
He is special, you know, and he missed all of spring, but he was ripping and running soon after that from May all the way on, so he got a lot of practice. And that's a tough defense. I mean, that is a top five defense last year statistically, and they actually improved their personnel in a lot of areas. So impressive just by everybody. Total team effort, you know, overcame some really just inexcusable pre-snap penalties, some post-snap penalties, but just Carson was, I thought he was great. I thought his teammates responded to him awesome. He's a team player, so that's not a surprise, but fired up about what the future holds for him and us.
And, Coach, you look at Malachi Toney, a true freshman who actually could be in high school right now if he wanted to be, came out and just had one heck of a game tonight, and the best is yet to come.
I'm glad he's not in high school anymore, yeah, man. That guy, he's a special cat. He's shown it nonstop, and I mean, what can you say about the guy? It's his approach. You know, the people always call and ask, and about this guy, that Malachi Toney, and guys like him, and Fletcher, and guys like C.J. Daniels. You know why they do well? Because they are mature in their approach. They're pros. They're always in there taking care of their bodies, watching extra film. They don't make mental mistakes. They're dudes. You know, so what he did tonight is not a surprise to anybody in the program.
Marty Brown, Coach, you get him from North Dakota State University. He's a 1,000-yard rusher up there now, but, boy, what a physical, powerful guy that just fit at the right time tonight.
And what an insanely awesome human being as well. I mean, that guy right there, man, he's made of the right stuff. He is another one that's just getting started. He is hard to tackle, really, really hard to tackle. So a lot of contact-plus yards tonight, a lot of muddy and bloody yards in there.
Your defense, new coordinator Corey Heatherman, and all about the takeaway. You got two of them tonight, and just overall performance. You could see the effort was there, and everybody was communicating, and just did a nice job overall.
No doubt. I mean, we had one bust at the goal line and one bust on the big pass, and, you know, it's a matter of communication. But overall, I mean, the play of that defense was phenomenal. The response of the defense really is what, in my opinion, turned the momentum of the game, because the middle eight was great, but after that we stalled. We saw that we needed some stops and got the turnover and got the field goal after that. So at the end of the game, put the game in their hands, and those pass rushers went to work, brother.
All right, Coach, you beat Notre Dame at home. Talk about the fans and what a difference they made tonight, huh?
Now it's time to hold them all accountable and do it every week. That was insane out there. That was absolutely off the charts, incredibly awesome atmosphere. So good that we had, you know, 150-plus recruits here today that got to take it all in, so they know what Miami Hurricane football is all about, both on the field and the atmosphere in the stadium.
Mario Cristobal, congratulations. 1-0 to start the 2025 season, and you beat Notre Dame, the number 6-ranked team in America. Congrats.
I would say congrats to you, Don Bailey. Congrats to all Miami Hurricanes everywhere, because this victory was for all of us. And may you enjoy it for 24 hours so we can get on to the next one.
Yes, sir. 23 hours now. Thank you very much, Coach. Congratulations.
A victory for all of the nation of the U. All you ask your team to do is progress every day, every week, every season, every year, and this team has done exactly that. Last year, opening the season up in Florida against Florida, Cam Ward, our quarterback, you feel good about that one. This year, Carson Beck, our quarterback, at our place against bitter rivals Notre Dame, you get the win on a national stage, and you feel as though you are progressing, talent-wise, culture-wise, attitude-wise, coaching-wise, in all aspects. Now, it is just one game, but you do have to start feeling that this Miami Hurricanes team has got something special working. Joe Rowe's on vacation right now. He's taking a day off or two before he gets ready for the long Hurricanes and Dolphins season. Danny Rabinowitz, Omar Kelly going to be joining me in the next hour. I am Dan Day, by the way, and we are just kind of recapping the goodness that happened if you're a Miami Hurricanes fan just a couple of hours ago. Hard Rock Stadium. Big rivalry, big game. No one's overlooking this one. No excuses. Both teams both tipped their hat to each other and said, yeah, both of us are really, really good. The U just found a way to win. What will happen in the coming weeks, we'll be there to, with you every step of the way. But for right now, we got a big win. And by the way, this week, in all the quote-unquote big games, the big national games, all the lower-rated teams, ranked teams, won. Ohio State beats Texas. Florida State beats Alabama. LSU beats Clemson. And Miami defeats Notre Dame. Feel good. It's Labor Day, whether you're working or not. It's been a great weekend. You get football back. You get a win from Miami. And you got to feel as though you're on the easy street now. Downslide. We're not done yet. We're still celebrating. We're going to hear more from some of the players following the game last night and relive some of the highlights from the Miami victory over Notre Dame 27-24.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurices.
Canes are 1 for 4 on third downs. Empty backfield, Beck to throw. They rush four.
Time.
He steps up. He throws toward the end zone. It is caught. It's caught for a touchdown. Malachi Toney has it for a touchdown. Miami strikes first. A magnificent moment for Carson Beck, moving to his left in his first start for the Hurricanes. The new man makes an immediate impact. Beck to Toney for a touchdown. 6-0 Miami.
Gray comes off. Miami goes to Toney. They work him into the end zone, and it's 6 points for your Miami Hurricane.
That right there, the first touchdown for both Carson Beck and Malachi Toney as Miami Hurricanes. First touchdown of the season, first touchdown of the game, and a win against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish 27-24. Malachi Toney, just 17 years old, did some extra work to get out of high school and to get into college a little bit early, and wow, paid dividends last night. You heard in the last segment, Coach Mario Cristobal says, whew, I'm glad he's not in high school anymore and he's playing for the Miami Hurricanes, because Malachi Toney led receivers yesterday in receptions and in yards. 6 receptions, 82 yards, that great touchdown pass, first score of the game, and man, he looked every bit the part of a big-time receiver, slot receiver, maybe one day our wideout, and of course, Carson Beck looking like the true assassin and pro that he has been. This team got some things going on right now, but right now let's hear from the 17-year-old Malachi Toney. He talked with Don Bailey Jr. post-game in the locker room as the Miami Hurricanes celebrated the big win over a top 10 ranked Notre Dame Irish.
Malachi, first of all, congratulations on your first touchdown catch as a Miami Hurricane. What'd that feel like?
It felt great. It's like a dream come true. I prayed on this moment and it came here and I executed it.
Good for you. And when you look at the ball game, what do you think about this team? What'd you learn about this team?
This is a hard fought game. We play Hurricane football for 4 quarters. That's something Coach Cristobal preached. Finishing, finishing, finishing. If we tired, they exhausted. That's something that he keep in our ear to keep going and keep pushing through.
He also talks about iron sharpening iron. Going against the Miami defense every day prepared you for today as well.
No doubt. Going against them elite DBs every day and out, two-minute drills, one-on-ones, it don't matter what it is. We're competing as a brotherhood. It's nothing personal. We're competing day in and day out, and that's why we got that outcome out there.
Carson Beck, what do you think about his performance at quarterback? So many times you guys were all on the same page.
He's a phenomenal player. Not a lone player, but just him as a person. He's a genuine guy. He really cares for people. And just, we work for it, man. Nothing much to say. We work for it.
The catch that Daniels made was special as well, but you've seen that in practice.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't nothing to what we've seen in practice.
Where do you go from here? How does this offense continue to grow?
By staying even keel, never get too high, too low, and just keep playing Hurricane football, punishing the opposing team.
How nice was it to see Coach Cristobal that excited after the win? You never thought you could see it.
I never seen him excited, but that was a good thing for me to see him like that. We got to keep him like that. The week in and week out, we got to keep him like that.
Thank you very much for your time, man. Congratulations on your first victory as a Miami Hurricane, and you go out of the ballgame as a leading receiver. Congratulations, man. All right, buddy. Thank you very much. You did a great job.
Malachi Toney sounding and playing, not like a 17-year-old, but a 27-year-old. So much poise, saying all the right things. And, of course, the Miami Hurricanes doing all the right things last night as they defeated Notre Dame. Omar Kelly, Danny Rabinowitz going to be joining us in the next hour, but before that, we're going to celebrate some more of this Miami Hurricanes victory. Barry Jackson, he wrote in the Miami Herald 20 things that we learned about the Hurricanes in their win against Notre Dame. Not going to go through all 20 of them, but just going to kind of run through them real quick. Some of the things we learned about this Miami Hurricanes team in week one, because there's always a lot to learn. First things first, there are still issues to fix. Yes, we understand that, but this has been the making of a team that should compete for a conference championship. Miami's 4-3 and outs in the second half and defensive breakdowns in the fourth quarter warrant concern. Absolutely. But let's not lose sight of UM going toe-to-toe with a very good opponent, scoring late when it needed to, stopping Notre Dame on its final drive and beating a top 10 opponent that made the national championship game last season. You want to get into some stats, the final yardage count, 318 for Miami, 314 for Notre Dame, reflect the closeness of the game. And if Miami can say it's as good as a team as the Fighting Irish's caliber, that is a positive. Another positive, the kicker. Carter Davis, 44-yard field goal into the game. He was 4-for-11 on field goals in his career with Miami. A lot of people were worried, especially after that first quote-unquote attempt with the bad snap, the bad hold, really kind of the thud that it was. In the end, proved to be the game winner, meaning this team can overcome and have the mental fortitude to get through what they need to get through. Here's some more observations from Barry Jackson, Miami Herald. While Davis's big night was a glorious surprise, UM's other strengths were not a surprise. The Canes have a very good offensive line. Yes, they allowed one sack last night. A quarterback who can make all the throws and knows what he's doing. Yes, Carson Beck looked like been there, done that, no problem. Receivers who often get open. We just heard from Malachi Tony. We also, of course, CJ Daniels with the big one last night that everyone's been talking about today. It's best running back depth of the Mario Cristobal era. Yeah, we got some horses back there. And a formidable pass rush, vastly improved defensive backfield. All that was clear Sunday night, despite those fourth quarter hiccups. Yes, this is sports. Things get tighter as the game goes on. It's going to happen. You'd like to walk away from everybody, but it doesn't always happen. And one of the things we can take away from last night, and Barry Jackson makes a point in the Miami Herald, Carson Beck's quote-unquote disappointing 2024 season, and I'll get into that, at Georgia, wasn't a reflection of his ability. First of all, Carson Beck's disappointing season, where before he got injured, he had the University of Georgia, the number two seed in the college football playoffs, and winning the SEC championship. That's a disappointing season? I think not. Carson Beck has a lot of ability. The numbers prove it. He proved it last night. Once again, Carson Beck is the real deal. And we've said this many a times, and we're going to say it again. We're not judging him on his numbers compared to Cam Ward last year. We're judging him on W's. And he's passed the test. Last night, a big W in a big-time game in a signature win for the Mario Cristobal era. Carson Beck looked every bit the part. 20 for 31, 205 yards. Made some unbelievable throws. Yes, CJ Daniels helped him out with that catch. But you know what? He put it where it needed to be. CJ Daniels went out there and got it. A guy, CJ Daniels, by the way, who did not catch a touchdown pass last year for the LSU Tigers. It'd been over a year and a half since he'd caught a touchdown pass. That was back at Liberty. Last night, he made a catch towards the end of the first half that really helped propel this team. Some other observations, the running back squad is definitely deep on this Miami Hurricanes team. No doubt about that. Malachi Tony looks like he has the potential to be a great receiver, if not slot receiver, in this modern era of the Miami Hurricanes. CJ Daniels, not just a depth piece, he is a piece to be reckoned with when it comes to the receivers for this team. And oh yeah, by the way, Keelan Marion, I thought he really calmed the team down at the beginning of the game, making some early big catches and kind of letting Carson Beck know, coming off that injury, if there was any questions, don't worry, I got you. We're going to keep it going. Seemed like everybody kind of stepped up last night. Reuben Bain, didn't hear from him much at the beginning of the game, but at the end of the game, he made his presence known. Big win. These are the games you live for. These are the games you look forward to. And when you win them, you hold them tight. Corey Heatherman in that defense at the end shut the door with a no-doubter, which is all you can ask from a defense that last year let a lot of people down. This team gives you a lot to be thankful for, a lot to be hopeful for. It gives you some room to grow. You know, there were some things that needed to be worked on. But for the most part, you passed the test with a big signature win against your biggest rival. On to the next one. Of course, you get Bethune-Cookman next week. We'll get ready for that one. Of course, we got the Dolphins. They're going to be playing the Colts this coming Sunday at 1 o'clock. Football is back, and it is as good as it has ever been.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.